Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Las Vegas Casino Hotel Mandalay Bay calls its new dance club named Light the ultimate theatrical nightlife experience. When the club opens this weekend, the music will be pumped through loud, high-end speakers made in a quiet central Massachusetts town. This morning, WBUR's Andrea Shea takes us to Fulcrum Acoustic, far removed from the many nightclubs, hockey arenas, and churches that house its sound gear across the nation.
Well, I made it.
GPS doesn't pick up Fulcrum Acoustic's Linwood address because Linwood isn't even a town. It's a post office in Whitensville, the quaint former industrial village in the Blackstone Valley, about an hour from Boston.
There are no high-intensity nightclubs anywhere near here.
Dave Gunness founded Fulcrum Acoustic here 5 years ago.
So, yeah, it is a little ironic that this is where we do that kind of work. But there is a core of speaker companies in this little neighborhood.
Starting in the 70s with Eastern Acoustics Works, or EAW, where Gunness designed speakers. When EAW moved most of its production to China, he took over the building and equipment. Consumer brand speaker manufacturers Bose and Boston Acoustics are relatively close, too. Gunness and his seven employees share old brick and wood mill buildings with a bunch of birds in the rafters.
There are tweeters.
To go with your other tweeters.
Yeah. They get a little upset when we make loud noise, but then they always come back.
Gunness and his team of audio engineers make a lot of noise as they obsessively test their tweeters and woofers. They produce about 2,000 speakers a year, average cost $800 to $6,000. Gunness says the sound they're after is robust and pristine.
It's a sweep that goes from 10 hertz to 24 kilohertz, so the whole range. There's an awful lot of art in speaker design. It isn't a purely technical pursuit. And there's a lot of aesthetic decisions that have to be made to really make it sound the way it needs to. So we tune speakers for a Las Vegas nightclub much differently than we do for a church, a jazz club, or theme park.
To illustrate, Gunness plays a test CD through a high-fidelity system connected to his speakers. He and his engineers have heard them countless times and know exactly how they should sound.
And one has a very well-recorded upright bass. One has a particularly challenging female vocal.
Must be a million boys.
And they use a BBC engineering CD to test speakers designed for churches.
To administer medicine to animals is frequently a very difficult matter, and yet sometimes it's necessary to do so.
But the nightclubs in Vegas require something more aggressive and complex. Gunness says they boast 100 to 150 speakers.
Just an insane amount of low-frequency capability.
Meaning bass.
Bass, yes. Sometimes 10 double 21-inch subwoofers, all concentrated on a dance floor that's only 20 by 30 feet, and that's capable of deflating your lungs practically. Feel like you've stepped underwater when it comes on.
The new remix of Empire of the Sun by electronic DJ Zed is not the type of music Gunness and his engineers usually listen to, but Zed will be pumping it through Fulcrum speakers at the new venue Light, which opens this weekend. And John Lyons says they can handle it. He's always trusted Fulcrum's Dave Gunness to create the ideal audio environment for his clubs.
Picture like a set of headphones or a really great like living room stereo system. To be able to have that audio experience, but on a dance floor with, 1,500 people, it's a visceral experience. And it really is one of the things that causes people in a nightclub to be able to lose themselves.
Lyons used to own Club Avalon in Boston, but now he runs Avalon Hollywood and Avalon Singapore. He also designs sound systems for high-end Vegas venues and brought Fulcrum into many of them, including Light. Lyons relies on the Massachusetts-made speakers.
When Riley's daughter got a mess.
And so does the live touring engineer for Joan Baez. Jason Reboyne stops by Fulcrum to pick up speaker monitors for Baez's upcoming national tour. He's really into the fact that these speakers are local.
I live about an hour from here, and they're made here by people who care about how things turn out, and they're not shipped in on a pallet from Asia. And on top of that, they sound amazing. They make my job easier.
They make it, Reboyne says, almost invisible. Fulcrum audio engineer Rick Frembus says the same thing. The audience shouldn't notice the speakers unless something goes wrong.
Well, there's an old adage, and certainly in pro audio, that you only really know you've done a good job when almost nobody comes up and says anything to you. If you remain invisible, you've done a really good job.
And it seems that's the way the Fulcrum audio geeks in the quiet town of Whitensville like it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
What?